KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Welcome to a Monday, the 12th day of April for 2021. Well, progress is being made clearing seasonal mountain passes ahead of what is expected to be a busy tourist season. Caltrans reports the closure gate on Highway 4 at Ebbets Pass has now moved from the west end of Lake Alpine to the east end of the lake. On Highway 88 this weekend, Kirkwood closed for the season. The resort was open a week longer than scheduled. Meanwhile, Bear Valley, back on Highway 4, will remain open through next weekend. On the heels of Governor Newsom's announcement that California is anticipated to fully reopen on June 15th, early indicators are that tourism in Amador and Calaveras counties is returning much quicker than anticipated, as many people are anxious to move around following a year of coronavirus restrictions. The state of California reports that 22 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered and 8.3 million Californians are fully vaccinated. At least 3.5 million have contracted the virus in the state, and the goal is to soon have a form of herd immunity. Well, Calaveras Consolidated Firefighters, along with Clements Fire and Cal Fire, responded to the report of a commercial vehicle fire in Wallace on Saturday. First units on the scene reported a fully involved fifth wheel next to a home. The fire was quickly knocked down with no extension to the home. Reports from the scene say the cause of the fire was suspicious, and it is under investigation. There were no injuries. Well, throughout the last 8 months, agents from the Amador County Combined Narcotics Enforcement Team have been conducting an ongoing investigation into numerous narcotics dealers within Amador County, which included Barry Standrich, who was arrested on December 10th of last year, Joshua Peabody, who was arrested on January 14th, and Michael Doner, who was arrested on March 8th. Now, during this investigation, ACNET agents identified Heather Montrose and her boyfriend, Mohammed Azim, as major suppliers who were directly distributing heroin, methamphetamine, and cocaine to narcotics dealers here in Amador County. Well, on March 24th, agents served a search warrant in Stockton for the couple. During the search warrant, ACNET agents seized nearly 15 pounds of methamphetamine, 4 pounds of heroin, 1 pound of cocaine, fentanyl pills, a stolen firearm, and over $31,000 in cash. Montrose and Azim were arrested and booked into the San Joaquin County Jail on numerous felony charges. Additionally, this investigation provided ACNET agents with information regarding narcotic dealing in Amador County. This investigation remains open and is ongoing. Well, a Calaveras County man who poisoned 8 homeless people in Huntington Beach so he could videotape their reactions was sentenced Friday to 4 years in state prison. According to the Orange County DA's office, 38-year-old William Cable of San Andreas was sentenced after pleading guilty to poisoning or injuring an elderly person and other felony and misdemeanor charges. Prosecutors said that last May, Cable gave homeless people in Huntington Beach food laced with a substance which officials described as being twice as strong as pepper spray used by police. Some victims were told they were participating in a spicy food challenge, and others were told nothing. Some were given other food and beer to get them to eat the poisoned food. The victims then had seizure-like symptoms, difficulty breathing, and suffered vomiting and intense mouth and stomach pain. Some had to be hospitalized. Cable could have faced more than 19 years in prison if he had been convicted at trial. And Amador County property owners, you have until 5 p.m. today to make the second installment of your annual secured property taxes for the 2020-2021 fiscal year. The second installment of secured property taxes was due and payable on February 1st and will become delinquent if not paid by 5 p.m. today. Thereafter, a 10% delinquent penalty and $20 cost charge will be added. Now, taxes remaining unpaid after June 30th will accrue additional penalties at the rate of 1.5% per month, as well as additional fees. Now, payments may be made by mail sent to the Amador County Tax Collector, but must be postmarked by today in order to avoid late penalties. For the convenience of taxpayers, a payment drop box is also located at the main entrance of the administration center, and you can also make payments via credit card, debit card, or e-check, or even online over the phone. Well, Michigan Bar Road will be closed today through Thursday between Carbondale Road and the Sacramento County line for the replacement of railroad crossings. Now, this is being performed by the Union Pacific Railroad. There will be a detour, Carbondale Road and Maxwell Road. So, again, that's Carbondale between the Carbondale and Sacramento County line. And Caltrans will conduct intermittent one-way traffic control this week at two Amador locations. Roadside drainage work will be conducted on Highway 16 between Greelich Road and Highway 124, evenings 8 p.m. to 6 p.m. through Friday. Crews will also continue to upgrade curbs, gutters, and sidewalks on Highway 88 in Jackson near Broadway from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. through Friday, and daily from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. through Friday. This is the continuation of the project to upgrade the curb, ramps, driveway, and sidewalks for accessibility. Motorists should expect 10-minute delays at both locations. And you can give the gift of life today. It's the Ione Community Blood Drive. Today, sponsored by Christie Roots Insurance, 12:30 to 5:30, Evelyn Bishop Hall in Ione. Please bring a photo ID. Eat well, drink plenty of water prior to donating. Donors are required to wear a mask or face covering. For more info, you can give Christie's office a call at 274-4543. And that, my friends, a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com.